All right, here we go with another trivia question on WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger, one of his main pursuits in life is trivia.
Yep.
And knowing all this stuff that a lot of people consider to be useless in his head, it's running around all the time. He's got all this music running around his head just like I do, but he's got other stuff in there too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm just happy I can find the car after I leave here in the parking lot.
But you can remember what happened in 1956.
You know what? I have one of those kind of memories. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm that way with rock and roll music.
Well, so am I.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're wired that way.
Yeah, but you know, some other things. I don't remember numbers and stats like you do. Because, I mean, you've done that so much of your life. Years and numbers and you know, all that kind of percentages and all that stuff. But what do you got today? I'm just really
curious.
Well,
we have two more days of Summer Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And so today, here we go. You ready?
Another Olympics question.
Another Summer Olympics question. Much has been said and written about U.S. success.
Yes.
I mean, we talk about the number of golds, the number of silvers and bronze in the Summer Games, particularly for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, I'm sorry, I'm doing an aside. I helped Charles Kuralt in Lillehammer write a piece about losing.
Okay.
You know, Freddie. All right, I won't do Charles. Not the well or the bell or the crisp October evenings.
That's pretty good.
Well, I can do Charles pretty well. But anyway, we've been talking about, always talk about a success, particularly if you're not for the United States. But there are three summer events that the United States has never won any kind of medal since they were inducted, since they were brought to the Summer Olympics.
Wow.
Three. Okay. Name one.
Whoa.
This is a tough one.
Okay.
Three summer events that the United States has never won any kind of medal.
Wow, good question.
Name one.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live all over the world on Chapelboro. You're asking us to name one of the three events in which the United States had never medaled.
We've never mined any kind of goal.
All right. Archery.
No, we won some archery. There's one game that almost everybody's got one in their garage.
Oh, really?
And they go out and play.
Horseshoes.
In the garage?
No. I know what.
Yeah, what?
Table tennis.
Table tennis.
Yeah, there you go.
I was always pretty good at table tennis, but always had problems jumping over the net after I won the match.
It's true.
Table tennis.
Yeah.
Another sport that I really was pretty good at. I won six six intramural championships at Carolina.
Really?
Another in the backyard. Summer.
In the backyard, summer. I wish you could see this, folks.
It's like charades.
Well, this is radio, and I can't figure it out. I'm sitting here looking at you.
Badminton.
Oh, okay.
And team handball.
Really?
Yes. In badminton, team handball, and table tennis, United States is zip.
Wow.
For that matter, and I'm glad you're probably asking. Most U.S. medals have come in over our participation in the Summer Olympics.
Right now, you're probably asking yourself.
Have come in track and field, and then second, swimming. Mm-hmm. We've won over half of our medals since we've been participating in the Summer Olympics.
Yeah.
Third, diving.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the ones that we have not done well, there's three. Badminton debuted in the Summer Olympics in 1992, and the Chinese have the most medals. They dominate there. Team handball came in 1936 in Germany, was dropped, then reintroduced in 1972, again when the Olympics were in Germany, in Munich.
Okay.
The winners over that time span in handball are kind of spread out. But table tennis, since 1988 when it debuted, Chinese owned the event.
Yeah.
They own it.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But the United States, El Zippo.
I always thought it was a big accomplishment when I was playing table tennis, if I could keep the ball on the table.
Did you ever play anybody who had like so much English on the serve that you're trying to just hit the table?
Yeah, exactly. You're just trying to keep it on the table, man.
Off it goes.
Not thinking about winning, just trying to play defense. You
right.
know? Well, yeah. Thank you.
Badminton. So there you go. All you youngsters out there, work on your badminton, table tennis, and team handball skills so that you can be the first potential winner in red, white, and blue at a Summer Olympics.
That'd be good. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be.